This is Blind Cool Tech, February 1st, 2010. I am Brian Skincombe and I am going to discuss a piece of open source software named BeRead. Well, BeRead is basically a book reader or viewer, if you like, for Symbian Series 60 mobile phones. I am running mine on an older mobile phone, N70, so it definitely runs on Symbian 8.1, which is the one run by the Nokia N70. There is a version available for third edition Symbian phones. I'm not sure if it is available for the fifth edition, that is Symbian 4, such as the 5800. Yes. But that might change in the near future. Now, what is BeRead is a book reader or viewer, which is basically what it is. So let's see. I'll just demonstrate BeRead briefly. Okay, now what I will do, I will open BeRead. I've got a shortcut key on my home screen or whatever you want to call it. I use it down on the navigation, whatever you want to call it, down arrow. Okay, mine is speaking British English. Okay, we would want this to slow down a bit, I would assume. So I shall do that quickly. Okay, I have indeed slowed it down. So now what we want to do is to look through the menus. So we will open the menus with key 1, or the one just above the dial button on the N70. Books is basically what would usually be called a file menu. So open this will be open, is exactly what it says it is. It's open. You just use this to open whatever book you want to read. So recent books is basically your history list of your recently read books, which can be adjusted in the settings. It depends on how many books you want in this list, can be adjusted from, well, mine is set at 5. So yeah, and then I've got a clear recent books, which is useful if you don't want other people to see what you were reading. If you were reading something racy or whatever, and you don't want your wife or your husband or your mom or your dad or whomever to see what you were reading. So let's check. Go back. So we've got the books submenu, then we've got navigation, and we've got previous page, we've got
skip down,
next page,
refresh,
go to page percentage, we've got go to page and find a search function, which usually on the standard Windows computer will be Control F. So that is basically that.
And then
we've got, just below the navigation, we've got bookmark, which is almost self-explanatory. Although you don't really need those if you're only going to read a storybook. Because if you close a book or close a program, bookmarks will be sent automatically for you, so that is useful. But add bookmark, that is if you're reading something which you want to reference later on, you can add a bookmark. There is character bookmarks, which is self-explanatory. So you hear that they will. My hearing is not very good, and I've got a headset going here. So let's check. Delete bookmark. Okay, so that is also sort of self-explanatory. So let's see what else is here.
Bookmarks, submenu fields is.
Bookmarks.
Settings. Dot, dot,
settings
dot,
is a dialogue. So I'll show that just now. And then there's help and exit. So, and the help is basically just the last little bit of stuff that I'm not going to read. I'm not going to go in there. So, let's see the settings dialog.
Settings. Dot, 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 form. Select.
Okay, this is something you would want to check. Page length in kilobytes, KB. I've set mine to 10. The default, I think, is 4, which is, well, tiny, so you'd want to set it to 10 or 15 or whatever. Mine is 10 because I've got it on the mobile phone and I don't know how big it is in the memory. So I'm going to keep it reasonable. If you're running something, I don't know what, but something with a big memory, you can go up to 40 if you really, really want to. Although then you will have to go and tinker with your screensaver settings because that can become problematic. Which I shall not demonstrate today, but I shall explain. When the screensaver comes on your phone, or when your display times out, talks will stop reading, and you will have to start it up again. So, okay, this is one. The page length, which is, as I said, you have to tinker there yourself. Mine is a 10, which is fine by me.
Too
hard. Oh, I missed both of that. And this one, I don't know what the hell I'm there about. Okay, that is useful. You have to be able to do that. Because, well, the TXT is basically the only format you can reliably read. I won't go and read anything else because, well, it's just much, much simpler. Sticking with the easy stuff, as we say, KISS, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. So, yeah. Yeah, that is the recent box at which you saw in the file menu or the box menu. And mine is set to 5, which is the default. And you want this, usually, you want it to open the last book at startup, which mine does. So, yeah, this is basically it. BB is Python, so you would want to go and download the Python interpreter and the script shell on SF or SourceForge, or you can just go to BRead's website, which is BRead-reader, READER.googlecode.google.com. That is BRead-READER.googlecode.com. So, and on that website, you will find links or a link to the download for the Python or whatever phone you want to run. If it's a series 62nd edition or 3rd edition phone. I'm running one, as I said, on a 2nd edition phone, the N70. Although I know for a fact that it runs well on 3rd edition phones because the developer of the program, Reinhard Courier, is running his on an N, I think, 82. So yeah, it does work well. I would maybe assume it might even work better than on mine. Because I'm running an older version of Torx here. So yeah, so if you want to contact me, for whatever reason, you can follow me on Twitter at BRANDTSTEENKAMP. I'll just spell that out, so that is Brandstenko, BRANDTSTEENKAMP. My Skype would be brandt.stenkamp 007, that is BRANDT.STEENKAMP 007.
My email address is brandt@mtuba.co.za. That is brandt@mtuba.co.za. I will hopefully speak to you soon. I don't know on what, but I will find something. So enjoy yourself and enjoy BB.